In a world full of enigmas, the thrill of seeking the truth, two men review the common and cryptic to contemplate the questions. Aiden Taratz and his father, Mateo Taratz. This is Big Little Mysteries. Episode 4, The Hauntings of Gettysburg. Welcome to Big Little Mysteries.
Big Little Mysteries.
Episode 4, we made it. We have a large following in Mexico right now. Just looked at the numbers earlier. I was like, okay, all right. I'll take it. It must be my Hispanic first name, I'm guessing. Hey, but hi to everyone who's listening. This is Mateo Taratz.
And his son, Aiden Taratz.
And if you haven't heard the format of our show, we pick a mystery for the week and we dive deep into it. Aiden does a little, almost like a kind of book report type deal on it, and we embellish off of it. Well, not embellish, just it's truthful, but we play off it and talk about the topic at hand. And so episode 4 is The Ghosts of Gettysburg, the hauntings that have been reported there. Now, for all of our people that are not from the U.S., Gettysburg is the site of one of the bloodiest battles in the history of America. It's also supposedly one of the turning points of our American Civil War in the 19th century. Do you have these in your notes? There's the hauntings. Okay, then I'll just hit the background first. That's okay. So in July of 1862. Oh, geez, I should have looked that up before I did this. In the July of that year, there was a pretty epic battle between Confederate and Union forces in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, which is in lower Pennsylvania. It's kind of a little bit outside of Philly, like southwest, but it's pretty towards the south end of Pennsylvania. Really, the only thing Gettysburg would have been known for is having rolling fields before that, and a few houses that dotted the area. But that's what made it perfect for a large land battle, was that there was these rolling hills that went into forests where people could dip down under, you know, natural cover, and unfortunately have a terrible, bloody battle. I believe the battle went 3 days.
If it was 3 days, then it would be in 1863.
1863, okay. Then I think that's what it was. I think because it's right in the middle of the war. Right after I said 1862, I thought I was wrong. So sorry, guys. If you're already like, no, wait, dressed in your full Union outfit. Oh, I'm sorry. We have had the privilege, honor, the somber memory of going there. And you were 6?
I have no idea. I remember some of the things. You were my hand stuck in a mousetrap in the Jenny Wade
house. I was going to mention that because you did find something in the Jenny Wade house. It was a mousetrap behind one of the cabinets that was there.
A glue mousetrap. Yeah.
That was pretty funny because we're like trying to talk and like play it all cool, and we're like, your hand's like in a mousetrap. I'm like, yeah, so how's everything going? I'm trying to pull it out of there. Luckily, just the glue one, not the snappy snap one. Yeah, I think you're about 6-ish because Jim was a small fry. She was a little tater. She might have been, you might have been 7. I think it's
2016, 2017.
Yeah, I think it was, I think you might have been 7 because I think she's about 2. She does not remember it. I just remember her running. So she must have been about 2. She was definitely running everywhere. We have been to these fields. I've been there twice, and I can tell you from experience, it's a pretty wild, weird place. And whether you believe in ghosts or anything like that, there's a lot of weird feelings that you get there.
We've actually been to multiple places on this list. We have about 6 places in store today.
Yep. Let's get started with your topic at hand, buddy. Take it away. What are you gonna start with?
First, the Jenny Wade House. I think I should give a little background on this first. Mary Virginia Jenny Wade lived on Breckenridge Street in Gettysburg, where she and her mother worked as seamstresses. My bad for the pronunciation. They fled their home because they knew that the battle was coming to Gettysburg. And it wasn't only for their safety, but it was also because Georgia, who was Jenny's sister, Georgia McClellan,
yeah,
sounds like McClellan, was pregnant, giving birth about an hour before the Confederate Army arrived in Gettysburg. Jenny was about to be married to a corporal, Johnston Jack Skelly, who was a childhood friend that turned into a romantic interest. He was wounded and captured in Winchester, which Jenny never learned. The Wades and McClellans did their patriotic duty by serving bread and water to the nearby Union forces. In the early morning of July 3rd, Jenny started kneading a fresh batch of dough so that they could continue to provide bread for the soldiers. And on that same morning, Confederate soldiers began firing on the north side of the house, which was hit by over 150 bullets. One such bullet, a mini ball, passed through two doors and struck Jenny in the shoulder, penetrating her heart, and finally coming to rest in her corset, ending her life at approximately 8:30 a.m. on July 3rd, 1863. There's a funny little thing. If you go to the Jenny Wade house, you can actually see the bullet holes in the door. They're still there.
It's true.
And it's said that if you stick your finger in the hole of one of the doors that was penetrated, you'll become engaged not long after.
I was already married when I did it, so I'm glad I didn't become engaged right after. That would have been awkward.
I have a morbid fact about this one, actually. Okay. If you All visit right. the Jenny Wade house, there's still blood covering the floor. Still blood on the floor.
I think I remember them pointing it out, although I can't say I remember seeing it.
I remember.
I know that there was Jenny Wade house, although a little touristy because it was made to be touristy by people going there.
Yeah.
Is still pretty, it's got some weird feelings in it, but a lot of older, I'd say, especially 19th century buildings, these like early 19th century built buildings kind of have a older feel to them. And that mm-hmm. kind of lends to that. There's a lot of older buildings still standing in Gettysburg. And we did go to this house. It was a pretty interesting tour. Like I said, touristy. They have, you know, you could get crush a penny probably and make Jenny Wade's face or something like that. I think there was something like that.
Yeah,
there was a bunch of like toys, but there was also history behind this house that would have been completely inaccurate. It probably wouldn't even have been there if this girl didn't get killed there, because it wasn't anything special otherwise. It was very close to the battlefield. It's very close to where the edge of the battlefield is. But it's otherwise just a regular house.
I remember walking past the Jenny Wade house to get to the battlefield that one night.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember snapping a picture. And I think I was moving the camera around a bit too much. And I captured a picture of the streetlight or something. But I'm not really sure. Because I have this picture of some type of orange, like bright orange light. Kind of like swirling around outside of the Jenny Wade house.
I don't know. But
snapping shots.
I can tell you, as a rule, it's hard for me to believe that there is sentient ghosts. And part of it is my compassion for human life and all and living things as much as I can have. But like thinking that someone is trapped here, sentient, and has no body and can't do anything except for mess with people, it feels awful to me.
Yeah. There's actually EVP recordings that are said to prove that Jenny Wade or something could still be in the home. There's also witnesses that have claimed to see her walking through the home.
Okay.
Or see her walking around the countryside. And people think that she just can't let go of where she is.
Well, that's a lot of what people say ghosts and that type of ghost is. Is, hey, I didn't realize I died. Or, hey, I didn't want to die yet. To me, I believe most in most, and I can say this because I felt weird things that I can't explain, and I don't believe it was just human doing it, was that I feel like the past can be imprinted on, like, we get those hauntings that are residual. Mm-hmm. And this is the place where I really started believing in that, was in Gettysburg. The first time your mom and I went, we didn't realize you weren't supposed to be on the battlefield at night. So we walked up to one of the hills at night, and it was very, very dark. There's not really any lighting there. There was just enough really from the sky to guide us to where we got to. And it really was just a hill. We started taking pictures on this hill, and this was a hill pretty close to the Jenny Wade house. Actually, it's probably about, I'd say 150, 200 yards away. Mm-hmm. But when we got to the top of the hill, I started taking pictures, and you couldn't see anything in the pictures. You couldn't see anything in front of you. But we started to kind of feel like there was stuff, like there was something going on around us. We couldn't really hear anything. It was just a gut feeling, like horses were moving, people were moving. I felt like there was a battle, like people were moving into place around us for a battle. It didn't feel like the battle was going on. It felt like movement of troops. Like if you've ever been to a place where there's a lot of troops walking together and you kind of can almost feel how they move, mm-hmm. or like listening to carts as they ride by, you know, if there's a lot of traffic, that's what it felt like, but nothing was there. The next morning when I woke up to look at my pictures, all of my pictures were pretty much black except for one. And the funny thing is, to be honest, I'm looking at your face right now. It was a white male, just the head, that looks a lot like your face. Oh. He was very clean cut, but he had like a similar shaped jaw with like even like your kind of chin like that.
The cleft.
Yeah, he had a cleft. He was turned slightly, in the picture, he was turned slightly to facing the right, I guess, because it would have been, I guess he was facing the left because it would have been, it was facing my right. But you could see where the outline of his hat was. It was a Union Kip hat with the, you know, this kind of squarish, yeah, ones with the little brim. Mm-hmm. But that's all. It was just there. And there was nobody there. There was nothing there. There was enough hill in front of us where there could have been someone, but there was nobody there. Like, we were there by ourselves. And it was really creepy. I wasn't scared. It was just, like, really kind of cool because we definitely felt something, and then we... A picture that sort of was like there was something going on there. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't feel like that. The picture I took was a person that was there and couldn't be free of this world. I felt like it was something residual. Like this was, there was so much anxiety, malice maybe, excitement involved that it imprinted on somehow onto the land. It was insane. Mm-hmm. But it was a pretty special time. In a somber time too, obviously. And Jenny Wade is one of those things. Jenny Wade was the first, I think the only civilian killed in the Battle of Gettysburg, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
She definitely was the first. There was so many people killed in Gettysburg, but she was the only civilian because everybody else, I guess they kept on the battlefield or something. But to this day, that story is still intertwined with Gettysburg. Mm-hmm. It's still a part of the landscape there. And even if you haven't been to the Jenny Wade house when you're there, you'll hear about it from someone. You'll read about it. You'll see it. It'll be on a food menu or something, like Jenny Wade's pancakes or something, you know. It's ingrained in that battle where hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands? I don't think it was hundreds. Was it 100,000? I don't know. But it was like a lot of people died. I should have had it right here. I don't have it. But tens of thousands of people died, and she's the one name you remember the most.
Mm-hmm. I actually have two names that are from the Gettysburg battlefield. One is known as the Phantom Regiment. It supposedly haunts. It's the remnants of a Confederate unit that haunts the battlefield, and you can hear their drums and footsteps echoing like at night. And visitors and ghost hunters. Have reported seeing these guys in like tattered but like not identifiable uniform. Mm-hmm. They can't tell what these uniforms are, and they're just marching in formation on the battlefield at odd hours. It's not really anything to be scared of.
Well, I mean, it'd be scary as crap if you saw a bunch of like zombie looking Confederate soldiers coming towards you or something. But I think it's that again. That's what I feel like. That's residual though. I don't feel like that's a person talking. There are definitely people that have said like I was doing. I just heard this yesterday. I was watching something and they're like, "Yeah, we were doing a reenactment." And there's one reenactor that had like all the best reenactor stuff. Like he had everything on his belt. He had like and like we were talking to him and he said, "Oh, he said it got really hot out there. It got really hot there last night." And this was the last day of the reenactment. Basically, every July 2nd to the 4th, I think it is, they do the reenactment for Gettysburg.
Yeah.
And so it was the last day, and he's like, "Oh, it got really hot out there last night." And I was like, "Yeah, yeah, it was really hot. Like, it was great," type thing. Because they were like, you know, "Oh, this guy's just shooting the shit and saying, like, the temperature was warm," or "it was really cool that what how the reenactment went." And then they, like, the two people started going back to talk to each other and turn around, and there was nobody there at all. I was like, and to you know, I take all this with kind of with a grain of salt because I'm trying to be enough of a skeptic, but it's still kind of like
gives you the willies,
knocks you out of your boots a little bit.
There's also another apparatus named the Lady in White, okay, or her
apparition,
ethereal presence and sorrowful demeanor. Legend has it that the Lady in White roams the battlefield and the historic town, her figure draped in a flowing white dress that seems to glow in the moonlight. People are saying that her face is often etched with sadness, and some believe that she's the ghost of a woman who lost her beloved during the Civil War, and she is forever searching for him among the Civil War graves.
See, and those ones are kind of like, okay, like, and that's when it kind of gets, like, out of bounds, almost like, "Oh, it's just a wraith of a lady who lost her sweet love there." It's like, okay, I get why people would see this stuff, and I can tell you that I've been to the graveyards, and the graveyards were another place. The cemetery was another place where it was like, this is weird energy. It's just weird. I remember we definitely saw like smoke rising from like tombstone areas. We saw all that kind of
people,
like,
have been saying that they've seen a figure standing on top of grave.
Would not doubt that at all, because like I said, I definitely saw like foggish stuff come from one of the cemetery things. Like, okay, that I was like, I don't know if it's and again, my skeptical brain's like, maybe it was a foggy day, but it definitely was odd and it felt real weird. It was,
didn't we capture orbs in the cemetery too on mom's phone?
Well, we might have. We also got the privilege of doing one of the ghost tours, which was, it was like a candlelight one. I'd love to go back and do like one of the ones where we get to like kind of stay in one of the places, because there's so many older buildings that are still around there. It'd be cool to like stay in the Dobbin House or like one of those cool places and take a look.
Speaking of the Dobbin House, we've been there too.
We
ate dinner there, didn't we?
Yeah, we had it's a functioning restaurant. It's one of the oldest functioning restaurants in America, but it's also one of the oldest homes that's still standing in America. It was built in 1776.
It used to be an inn that existed during the Civil War. The ghost of a Confederate soldier is said to stare sadly out one of the second floor windows. It's a stone house that was also a stopping point for the Underground Railroad.
It's a big house too.
There were slaves that hid there while they were heading north so that they could hide themselves in secret hiding places that are built into the house, actually, beneath the floor and kind of like inside the walls. It's like a little maze in the walls. I don't remember seeing this part, but I don't remember seeing that in the house.
Well, we were down in the basement. That's where the food area was. It was pretty cool. I don't remember feeling like ghosts.
I remember that there was
vibes there. I do remember it was a cool vibe. Like, yeah. It was dark. Everything was kind of close together, which did give it a different feeling. The food was good.
I remember I went to the bathroom, and I'm small, so I was small back then, so I might be misremembering this, but I remember I went to the bathroom and there was some kind of dark energy, sort of. There was like a dark spot on the wall, and it felt like there was like energy radiating from it.
Right.
While I was going to the bathroom, and it kind of creeped me out a little. And then I remember there was also, like, stairs that led to a door. And I remember feeling some type of weird energy from there.
Yeah, okay.
It was this weird, had like a semicircle at the top of the door, and then it was just a normal door at the bottom.
It was, I mean, it was a pretty cool building.
Yeah.
I didn't feel anything, maybe because I was eating, maybe because I was hungry. Yeah, I would never not take that away from you, because it's a old building. Like, old buildings, energy. You know, I feel like any kind of old building that's been through some shit. Sorry about the cuss. I think it's our first cuss. Yeah.
That's definitely not.
Ah, damn. I feel like any building that's been through some stuff is going to have some kind of energy from the history it's been through.
They actually think that the owner and founder of the house, Alexander Dobbin, still appears at various locations in the house, and he's smoking like a cigar a lot.
We'll have to look for a cigar and smoker next time we go there. We'll see if he's a
classy man.
I mean, it's really cool to think about that. That energy is still around there. I hope he wouldn't be stuck there.
Yeah.
That really would make me sad if somebody was just stuck there and they couldn't do anything. But and
what's even weirder is that people also say that they've seen slaves and the spirits of lost soldiers, but they also say that there's unexplained blood stains that appear on the floor and then they just seem to disappear.
Okay.
That's kind of creepy.
Okay. Yeah. Unexplained. Everybody likes talking about as blood stains as like a, this is so creepy, this blood stains that appear on this floor and they go away. I don't know if that might be a little too much for me to be like, oh, that must be a scary ghost. Is it the blood that's sentient, or is it like a ghost playing a little prank where he's like, I'm going to put some blood on this floor? Like, I've never seen that. And I don't want to discount anyone's, haunting experience, but when I get that kind of stuff, it's like the blood was there and then it wasn't there. I just like, okay, I don't really believe that. I don't know. It's just me though. The Dobbin House. Yeah. No, let's go. What do you got next?
Next up, the Devil's Den.
Oh, okay. This is a big, one of those big, this is not necessarily a haunting, maybe something more type deal. An evil type entity.
It's a famous large rock formation, which is an elevated outcropping of large haphazard boulders, served as a Confederate sniper's nest for much of the battle, and was the site of particularly vicious fighting, as it's described. The ghost sightings began a little bit after the war. There was spectral soldiers that were spotted among the rocks by visitors at many different times of the day. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a certain time. There's also sounds that have sounded like jumbles of rocks in otherwise quiet moments. There's been photographers that have captured images of a ghost soldier with like unkempt long hair,
mm-hmm,
in short ragged clothing, wearing a floppy brimmed hat. And sometimes it's said that that ghost has even spoken aloud before suddenly disappearing without a trace. There's also reports of some type of spirit cavalryman on horseback who appears in the area only to vanish soon after, as well as phantom sounds of gunfire, shouting voices, and anguished cries,
mm-hmm,
as they're described. There's a lot of photos that exist in private collections that are said to have evidence of supernatural activity at Devil's Den.
Yeah, Devil's Den is also one of those places where people feel malice. There's a lot of people that think it is actually more than haunted, kind of like almost like a demon type something there, because of the way the hauntings manifest there a lot more dangerously. I did hear one quite recently that was two girls were playing in the area of Devil's Den, and one got her foot stuck in a hole and realized that her foot was not just stuck, but it was something was holding on to it. Supposedly when, this is obviously a story, I cannot corroborate this, but when one of the girls pulled the other girl out, supposedly a hand came up with it and then sunk back down into the hole her foot had fallen. Yeah, I would never go back there again. I would be like, let's run as fast as we can now. We got to get out of here. We did go by this place. We didn't get to stop and feel the energy. We actually spent time on Little Round Top. That's what I was thinking. Not Devil's Den. We drove by Devil's Den in a tour, but we spent a good deal on Little Round Top, which also kind of a weird, cool place. I mean, this place was like, we shouldn't ever have a battle like this on land again, but this place was built for some crazy set pieces for a battle. Like, there's just so many, like, hills and places to hide and places to duck under and sniper nests that were just perfect for this landscape that had nothing on it until it had something.
Yeah.
But Devil's Den is very, from what I've heard, it's one of the most active places on the battlefield because of that.
That's a little creepy.
I would never go, And obviously, you think if a hand is grabbing you, that feels like more than just a residual haunting, too. Like, again, I don't necessarily believe it, and it was a story that I heard on one of these haunting shows, which so a lot of times they're picking up the juiciest ones.
Yeah.
But it still was interesting to hear and scary to hear, too.
Next on our road trip here is the Sax-covered bridge on Waterworks. It's said to be one of the most haunted spots in Gettysburg, actually. The wandering spirits of three hanged Confederate soldiers are believed to haunt the area of the bridge at various times of the day and night, and people have reported paranormal experiences on the bridge, including phantom cigar smoke, like the smell of it, obviously, the sound of cannons fired in the distance, or the sensation of feeling a tap on their shoulder.
Tap on their shoulder, too.
Tap on their shoulder.
Yeah.
Only to turn around and realize that there isn't anybody there.
All right. I think we might have driven by this bridge, too. Because we took a big tour. It was like a big... We went all the way outside and around the city, basically, in our tour. And I think we might have gone by this bridge, although we didn't stop there. So I don't... You know, I can't corroborate any of that.
Yeah.
I feel like a tap on the shoulder, to me, is one of those weird things that I felt before. But I can't attribute to being a ghost. It could just be that your body does weird things sometimes. So that's... That's always like, okay, sure. The cigar smoke thing, again, it's your brain could smell something that smells kind of like something else and attribute to that. But it's still kind of a, you know, I'd like to stop there next time we go. It's supposedly the most haunted place. I think it'd be cool just to feel the...
Yeah, I want to feel a tap on my shoulder.
I want to smell the cigar smoke. I love cigars. So, no, but... But seriously, though, I like to visit all these places. We're definitely going to go again at some point. I mean, maybe that's what our trip at the end of June will be. Mm. We'll do a live Big Little Mysteries while we're walking around.
Good luck. I'll make us a Twitch account.
I do believe that people have felt something there. Like I said, all these places, tens of thousands of people died in one place. There's going to be some weird stuff that is felt there, that is seen there, that is captured there, I think. If in any place in America there's been this many people died in one place, there's not too many other places, really, you know?
Anyways, final stop on our road trip is the Gettysburg College, known as Pennsylvania College. During 1863, like the battle, at least, the campus was located in the midst of the fighting. There was a lot of shelter there. It provided a lot of shelter for the wounded and dying. Its main building is called the Old Dorm, which served as a field hospital during the battle. Since then, there's been a lot of paranormal activity at the Haunted College, which people have seen soldiers pacing back and forth in the cupola of the building.
Cupola.
What is a cupola? Unrelated.
I want to say it's like a. I want to say it's a rotunda, but that's kind of me guessing because it sounds old and weird.
What's a rotunda?
Kind of like the entry, like the entryway that's kind of semicircle-ish in a lot of older buildings. Mm. Okay.
Anyways, there's also a shadowy figure that's also seen of a Confederate sentry in the tower. It gestures to visitors below a lot. Can you imagine just seeing like a dead guy going something from a window in a tower?
He's maybe saying like it's good to go ahead. I don't know what is he saying, but again, like I wouldn't want this to be all these hauntings. I would feel are residual, but like it would suck if it was sentient. That's all you could do for the rest of your life is like you can go now, like go ahead. He's like a unpaid greeter at that point, you know, like.
There was actually the story of two college administrators that were leaving the building one night that reported the elevator doors opened to the scene of a Civil War era operating room packed with the wounded and dying, but it was completely silent. And when the elevator door closed and reopened, the scene was completely gone.
And that would be a powerful residual to me. Obviously, I don't feel like that would be like...
That would also traumatize
me. Yeah, that'd be pretty messed up. Especially the quietness, but I can tell you like the feeling of it more than anything is kind of what overtakes you. Like I said, that battlefield one, we couldn't really see anything, but we could feel, and it was silent, but you could feel like something was happening. It was really off-putting in a way, but like almost verifying in a way, like this place has a lot of spiritual history, and for better or for worse, it's stuck there. And we get to live out a little bit of history and a little bit of mystery when we go there.
A little bit of history and a little bit of mystery. That was a nice little rhyme there.
What's your take on this? Because really, there's a bunch of other smaller little hauntings we get into. We could probably do another show just on the smaller hauntings.
We could do that live from Gettysburg.
We could. I would find out, like, what's the Gettysburg... Bergian's favorite haunting or something like that. Maybe it's just a food show. Maybe we're just eating food there. We went to a couple of good restaurants when we were there too. So the nice little pub that's kind of near the battlefield. Trying to think what the name of it was. I can't remember.
Was it the one place that had the outdoor seating?
Yes, it was that place. I'm trying to think what the name
was. I remember walking to that place. It felt like a liminal space type area. Trying to walk to it, there was like nobody on the streets.
It was weird, though, because, like, it was pretty busy inside, but there was, like, nobody really around it.
Yeah.
We've been there twice, because your mom and I went the first time we went. We went to that restaurant again.
Mm-hmm.
So we hadn't been to the Dobbin House, though, until we went that time. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But all of the, like I said, we could do so much there, because there's so many smaller hauntings. Like, every place, and whether it's by, hey, this sells tickets to our place or sells seats. They all kind of have their own little story about something. Like, oh, we had the third person that died in Gettysburg ate lunch here or something. Like, you know, they all have like their own thing because it's really, that's how the town is still alive. It's not just the battle, but the lore of the hauntings.
Yeah. That's about all I have.
Okay. Well, hey, that's all we have. But I think we did a good job. I think we tackled some stuff. I think we talked about, we had some really good stuff to bring up. Do we have our next episode theme yet? Or
I do.
Oh.
They don't get to know.
Oh, okay.
Mystery episode.
Yeah, mystery episode. Mystery on the mysteries, guys. Thank you if you are listening this far. Episode 4 is for you.
Oh, I have one thing to say. Oh,
okay.
Let us know if you want a Gettysburg Part 2, because there's a lot we can get into with Gettysburg.
Yeah, leave it in any comments. I'm going to be picking up some of those comments soon and just kind of going through who's writing to us. But if you want to hear us do you got a special mystery request to it too, because we like learning new things. I learned a lot of new stuff from the Bell Witch one. This one, not as much, but there's still a lot of cool stuff that we talked about.
Yeah.
So, but just, you know, enjoy the mysteries with us, guys. And thanks for being on.